Okay. Tim, you want to talk about the future, and I want you to do that. In terms of money, is there going to be any money coming to you guys and to Andy to be able to look forward to the future, to bring players in, to be able to fight in Division 3 or League 1, whatever you want to call it?
We're putting together the plan, and what goes alongside that plan is a budget. Now, that budget will be submitted to CSU. The one positive I took from the weekend was that Charlton Athletic got promoted as League One champion, and they did that on a player budget of less than £5 million. Now, I'm not saying we're going to have a playing budget of less than £5 million, but it shows that with careful and skillful management of your resources, you can get out of League One. And to be absolutely crystal clear, the plan that we're putting together is a bid to get out of League One.
And you think Andy Thorne is the man to take you out of League One?
I think Andy Thorne has not been given a chance with the right level of resources and the right level of support. As we sit here today, I'm giving Andy every chance and every support, and we'll be sitting down over the next days, and he will be putting together what he believes is a League One promotion squad.
And what about communication with the fans? Because that's still sticking in the core for a lot of people this morning. They say that season, and I know you're on the show this morning, and I really appreciate that. I think it's great that you're coming to the Wicket and talking to us and talking to the fans. But people want to hear from Sisu. They want to hear Sisu saying, we're going to put the money in, or we're going to walk away, or whatever. They promised communication would get better halfway through last season, and a lot of fans think that it hasn't.
You know, Shane, I actually can't argue with that. I think the communication from Sisu has been a challenge and is a problem, and I talk to them all the time about this. However, from my side, from my perspective, then I will communicate, as I have done previously, and we're putting together a number of fans forums, and I expect and want supporters to turn up, and I want them to ask as many questions about as many subjects as they wish, and we'll give them as much transparency as we can, notwithstanding the commercial sensitivity, because that's what the supporters deserve. They require, need, want transparency, and we will do our utmost to provide that transparency.